What's up, everybody, and welcome to another episode of the TDM Show. I am your host, Greg. We have a new guest here today. We're going to get to him here in a second, but first, let's go through the people that we have that join us on a regular weekly basis. What's up, Ash? How are you doing this week?
So far, nothing exciting, but got some interesting topics to talk about today, so it should be fun.
Hell yeah, hell yeah. And of course, we got one of the top 26 photographers in Kansas City. What's up, Matt? How you doing?
You do this every week, Greg, and every week I just don't know how to respond because, one, is it true? There was a list published. The credibility of it, who knows? But all that to say, I'm doing okay now for the sole purpose. Valentine's Day candy is on sale now.
Hey, my guy. Look, the only way you need to respond in the future that I expect a response from is, hey, top 25, get it right.
You know what? We'll sidebar.
Nope.
We'll sidebar.
Nope. You need to get there, my guy. Look for the moon. Caleb, he will be with us shortly, but he is known as the Grim Sleeper for a reason. So, yeah, he might wake up in time for the show. He might not. But if we need to get check on him, we do have a doctor on hand. We got Dr. Justin. What's up, man? Welcome to the podcast. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. I'm doing good.
Fantastic. All right. So we like to start every episode off with a kind of what you've been playing this week, but you're special. We haven't heard from you before. So what are your bona fides? What's your favorite game? Where's your gaming history at? Like, tell us about you and your gaming self.
I've been playing games pretty much my whole life, starting off with like Nintendo SNES, played a lot of the original Marios, really hit my stride, like falling in love with games around the PlayStation era. I love JRPGs. Final Fantasy VII is probably one of my favorites of all time. As far as what I'm playing now, I've been stuck on Dead by Daylight. They just released a new character today. So they released the ring, which is pretty awesome. Other than that, I play a little bit of everything. It's hard to say what I'm really into, you know, a little bit of variety Okay. Everywhere.
So, two questions for you. I noticed you said it's SNES. Is it incorrect to say SNES?
No, I don't think so.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah. And then two, who is your favorite character from Final Fantasy VII?
Final Fantasy VII? Probably at the time, definitely Vincent. with the remake, I like Barrett the best. Like they nailed his character, in my opinion.
Yeah, I'll give it to you. I'm a fan. I'm a big Final Fantasy guy myself, especially 7. That is my favorite all time. I have a couple tattoos to show for it, so I can relate on that one. What have you been playing this week?
This week, I've been playing through Yuppie Psycho, which is a adventure visual novel about with a little bit of horror about a guy at a corporation who is trying to hunt a witch. Really weird, a lot of fun. And then Dead by Daylight, like I said, they just dropped a new chapter today, so I've been playing the beta for that.
Okay. And do you like JRPGs, you said? Do you like kind of that old SNES classic kind of look?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, I love the pixel art style.
Have you heard of a game called Sea of Stars?
Sea of Stars? No.
let me tell you what, sir. Sea of Stars. Sea of Stars is this game that's coming out in 2022. I highly recommend you jump on Twitter. You follow Sea of Stars games. Follow them on Twitter. Let them know I sent you. My name's Tonksy, TONNKSY on Twitterverse, by the way. But definitely would recommend you check it out. Every Saturday, we get Saturday photo drops from them. We don't have a date yet. I'm still kind of giving them a hard time for it. But I definitely recommend it. You like JRPGs, you like the SNES kind of style, let them know I sent you. Boy, howdy, that is my game.
As soon as you, that first question, I knew. I knew.
Me and Matt were both like, all right, here he goes. Just let the train run out of steam.
So I'm a huge JRPG fan, and if you turn on any episode, the last year, Matt? Mm-hmm. I think every episode for last year, at some point in time, I go on a Sea of Stars just rant. Like, I love the way this game looks. I love everything about it. The way their save file looks. Their fast travel is astounding. It's literally just a giant effing, it's like, boulder goat that just puts you into a dome and chucks you across the world. Like, his chef's kiss. Looks beautiful. Looks beautiful. And then, real quick, Doctor, do you stream at all?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. You got two times. This episode. Any episode, you get one, because it's your first. I want you to go ahead and tell them where it is they can find you at now, and we're going to let them know later before we leave.
I can be found at twitch.tv / DRJMCB, Dirge McBee.
Miss _ Sparks. It's a lot easier than that one. Let me tell you what. I'll tell you what. Ash, what have you been playing this week?
A lot of Ark again. My buddy's server is going to be hitting the PvE status March 3rd, so I'm really trying to build up bases and dinos and all manner of fun. And I've also been playing Destiny, but I haven't been streaming it. I've been trying to get everything, my light level up, all that good kind of stuff, because like for the Witch Queen expansion that is dropping really soon.
I'm excited for you, Ash.
You know what, Greg? You can continue to take the steam out of my engines, but they will still.
As long as your survival evolved, I guess that's all that really matters, right?
Nice dad joke there, Greg.
That's what I'm here for. That's what I do best. Matt, what have you been playing lately?
Greg, there's only one correct answer. There's only one possible
that is right.
answer.
That is right, sir.
Playing so much Legends Arceus. It is actually insane. I think over the weekend, so like Sunday, I didn't get a chance to play a lot, but definitely like Saturday, like Friday, like as soon as I get home from work, I'm just like, all right, let me just get like an hour in. I'm going to chill. Next thing you know, I like look down, I look up, it's been like 3 hours, and I was like, wait a minute. So I'm still not, I think I'm close to beating the game, but I'm also just having so much fun like completing the Pokedex entries. I just finally caught a Togetic that was flying around. And I'm still trying to figure out like how to get an Ursaluna. Like I have the component.
I can tell you. I can tell you.
I just, does it have to be in a specific location?
Crimson Mire during a full moon.
During a full moon, man, they're making you work for this.
All you got to really do is just rest till night. Keep doing it over and over again, and every time, just go to your inventory and see if it'll evolve. That's all I got to do.
Oh,
yeah.
I've had this debate with a lot of people. How do you say it? Is it Togetic or Togetic? Because he says.
I said Togetic.
You said Togetic.
Hold on. What's the title of the game?
Legends of Arceus.
Or Arceus?
Arceus. Arceus.
Look, if there's no voice acting, it's however you want to say it. My family still makes fun of me because when I read the Harry Potter books, her name was Hermione. I'm putting that out there. Yes. Hermione. H-E-R-M-O-I-N-E.
Hermione. So much hate mail.
I don't even care. Listen, that is how I read it. You can pocket whatever you want. I don't give a daggone. I had nothing to go off of. I read it how I read it. It is how it is. Movies came out like 4 years later at the earliest. I don't care. Make fun of me all you want. I did what I did. I read a book.
So,
did you read a book?
I had an entire series, actually.
Honestly, Greg, so you don't feel alone, I'll put this out there. I haven't read a single Harry Potter book. As a matter of fact, I didn't watch any of the movies until about a year and a half ago. None of them.
So, you haven't read a Harry Potter book?
Nope. I was a Percy Jackson kid.
It's horrible. Blasphemous. Blasphemous.
Hey, I'm just...
Harry Potter paved the way for Percy Jackson.
No, Percy Jackson would probably be arguably just as big, if not bigger, than Harry Potter if it got the same TLC. That's all I'm saying. All I'm saying.
Yeah, well,
I'm sorry, what was the movie?
It would have got the same TLC if it was actually a good book series. Anyway, I've been playing Pokemon Arceus as well. I have almost completed the Pokedex. I have a couple tips for you, Matt. Anybody else out there who's playing? Any of the Pokemon that were babies of Gen 1 Pokemon, feed them food before you catch them. So, Munchlax, Well, and any baby really that wasn't there, that was a post ad. So like Sudowoodo's Bonsly, Bonsly, any of them, feed them food. If you can find them, because dear God, baby Jesus, F that trash. It is annoying as hell. Those Munchlax and Bonsly are rare spawn. They're annoying as hell. You have to go farming for them. It is nothing but a hassle. I have those two. I have to catch them with opening. Enamorous? Enamorous can kick rocks.
Wait, which
one? You will find him eventually. He's a new one. He's a new Pokemon. I'm sorry if I spoiled it for you. Okay. Surprise.
Okay. Yeah, yeah,
yeah. A new Pokemon. Enamorous can kick rocks. That Pokemon can eat dirt. I don't care. And Cherubi. I know they did a patch this last week where Cherubi is supposed to spawn more often. Cherubi. I have five Pokemon left to catch to fill my Pokedex. One of them is the very last Pokemon that you can't catch until you fill the rest of the Pokedex. So I have four Pokemon. Three of them are rare spawns. Cherubi, Munchlax, and Bonsly. The struggle is real. I have all the unknowns. I've collected all the Wisps. I've done all the hard work except for Munchlax, Bonsly, and Cherubi.
So I have two questions. Two questions.
I got two answers.
One, isn't there going to be a promotional like Growlithe that you can get from GameStop coming up?
Yes. To
start next week? Next week until like
on the 25th.
Mid-March or early March or something like that?
Until supplies run out.
Until supplies run out. That is good to know. The second thing, isn't there also this month? I know there's a couple of things that opened up for the last one that came out, Brilliant Diamond and Shining Pearl. Isn't it coming to Pokemon Home? Like you can add, like connect to Pokemon Home now for Brilliant Diamond and Shining Pearl? Because I want to say like they opened that up in February, but I could be wrong. And then
I don't know, but I can find out.
And then a follow-up to that.
That's three questions.
Hey, hey, hey. It's all like section I subset A 0.2.
How many question marks do you have on there?
This isn't a dissertation, sir. This isn't a dissertation.
Excuse me. I did terribly in English, and I added questions on everything. So there's even three question marks on one sentence. But is Giratina for Diamond and Pearl and Brilliant Diamond and Shining Pearl? Because I thought they added him into that later. Or is that specifically for Arceus that Giratina's in? If Giratina's in there at all. I literally can't remember for the life of me.
I have not heard anything about Giratina and Brilliant Diamond and Shining Pearl.
Okay.
However, I could see Giratina being added to Brilliant Diamond Shining Pearl.
Okay. So I need to know. Is it Pokemon Day coming up? Is that this one? No.
The 25th. I think that's the 25th or 20th. It's sometime in February. I don't know specifically, but I know it's in the 20th of February. I don't have any information on when it's being added to Pokemon Home. It looks like sometime 2022 is the only information that I can find so far. Nothing has been confirmed nor denied.
All right, there, you've been zero help.
Yep, that's what I do best. All right, guys, so we're going to focus, as I said, on the Nintendo Direct this week. That is the only thing we're actually here for. We weren't going to have an episode, but because of the Direct, we decided we had to have an episode. So that's why we got the doctor on here, because he's going to educate us on all the great stuff that we should know about that we're not talking about. So does anybody want to kick it off? How did you feel about this?
I have a question.
It's amazing to me. The one, like, when Caleb's not here, all of a sudden he's super talkative. You're like, always silent.
It's like all the energy is like absorbed. Have you guys watched Jet Li's The One? I love talking about this movie because I love the analogy. Are you familiar, Justin, with The One?
Yeah.
Okay. I just
remember the game.
There was a game?
Yeah, it might have not been The One, but it was definitely a Jet Li game.
Oh, okay. Because if they had a Jet Li The One game, oh my, I'm tracking that down tonight. Like, I don't care how, well, I do care how much money I have to spend on it, but I will try to procure it. But it's like absorbing him, and I gain like the power of the Grim Sleeper. And it's just like all of that.
Oh, He's okay. He's sleeping and giving you. It's Rise to Honor, by the way. Gently Rise to Honor.
Oh, okay.
Well, good. I'm glad. I'm glad you're energetic. I'm gonna be disappointed when Caleb shows up and you just completely shut down.
Hey, it's a balancing act.
I want all the energy.
Right. If I don't get it out now, he's just gonna like usurp it later.
All right, Doctor. I'm gonna start with you because I'm tired of listening to that.
I have no legitimate question. All right.
Ten? This podcast is just a questionnaire for Matt.
No. I was gonna let him speak. I just had a question. If Justin saw the Nintendo Direct leak that what happened before the Direct was announced.
I did not see the leak.
Oh, we're gonna cover this first then. Hold on, sir, because this was fantastic. We talked about this last week. So thank you, Matt. That was the best question you've asked so far in this episode. Maybe just during this podcast stint, you know, it's surprising. So last week we talked about this. Matt and Caleb and Ash made it a point to do everything they could to piss me off over an entire episode period, talking about stuff like NFT and a fake metaverse and this weird D2 game that's not Diablo. It doesn't make sense to me. And then some stupid game with a sword that's a keyblade. Dumb as hell. Anyway, did I take pictures of it? I think I took pictures of it. All right, so here we go. I'm all spawned now. Got to get through all these Pokemon pictures I've been taking so I can track down all these Wisps. 25th anniversary for Final Fantasy VII. Where the hell are these pictures? There we are. Okay. So we talked about this last week. There was a leak that came out that supposedly was going to be held on the 16th, which would have been tomorrow. So day of the week lined up, but actual date didn't. And the items that was on there were Mario Strikers Football Rally, close, Tamagotchi Life, Donkey Kong Country, Kremlin Rising. And I'm still going to say it. It's a bad title given our current state of affairs. Kirby and the Forgotten Land, Splatoon 3. I feel like those two are just like, whatever, gimmies. Mm-hmm. Mario & Rabbids Spark of Hope. Advance Wars 1 and 2 Reboot Camp, but it was actually spelled on this internal use only paper, Advanced Watts 1 and 2. Really good. Planet Coaster Nintendo Switch Edition. Fortnite Save the World, which is weird to me because Fortnite Save the World came out in 2017. Okay. GTA 5 Premium Edition. Kingdom Hearts Games, which, congrats, you nailed that one. Zelda Wind Waker HD, Zelda Twilight Princess HD, and Kirby's Star Attack. So those were the things that were talked about. That was the leak that Matt was referencing earlier that we all found out was not a leak, but more or less created. All right, so I'm going to go to you, Dr. Justin. What did you think of the Nintendo Direct? If you had to rate it, what would you rate it?
Honestly, solid 8.5, almost 9. Like probably one of the best directs I've seen in a while, especially for my taste. I thought it really like opened up on a high note.
And just to be clear, out of 10, right? Not 100?
Yeah, out of 10. Yeah. Not out of 100. Out of 100, it's like, I can't count that high. We're not trying to do that.
I don't want to assume things here. You know
guys
were
talking about reading books earlier, and I was like, I got to get out of here. I can't do this conversation. We stop at 10 here. I thought they nailed it. Couple small things I didn't like, but for the most part, there was a lot of small stuff that just really hit it home for me. Like Chrono Cross, one of my favorite series, is bringing over the Satellaview. Radical Dreamers, I think, was from on the Satellaview. I think I vaguely heard of that in like a lore video, and I was like, oh, cool, I'll probably never get to play this. So seeing that get brought over, I thought was really cool. I just thought it was like a really, really solid presentation overall.
Ash, what's the name of the cat?
Oh, this is Zoe.
Zoe the flu. All right, cool. Now we got the important stuff out of the way. What did you think about the Direct?
I would say, so I liked it, but I also thought that it was kind of really cheesy in my opinion, in some aspects. I think probably one of the few games that they had demoed, which was really bad. but hey, as long as they had fun, that's all that matters. I would probably say like a 7,
okay,
give or take.
Matt? You and I were like live texting the group, but really just each other. Like nobody else interacted whatsoever with this. It was just you and me back and forth bothering everyone.
Right. I think it was funny because like especially when we got to the Switch Sports, you're just like, this looks terrible. And I was like, oh, I'm gonna love this so much, but I won't buy it. But I think I'm probably more aligned with Justin on this. I really did enjoy it. I think mostly because of the nostalgia factor, and I was really, really pulling for a Mario Strikers resurgence, and they gave it to us. And honestly, like when I jumped in, that was the first thing I saw, and I was like, this is already the best thing to happen all year. And it's like, it's only February, my guy. So I would give it about like 8.5.
Yeah, I'm with you and the doctor on this one. It was a solid direct, although I am a super classic. I love JRPGs. So it definitely spoke to me more than most of the directs we've had in the past. I'd say solid eight across the board. Great direct. We definitely recommend. All right. So let's go through what they did show off. I'm on this list that I shared in the link here with you guys. This is coming from IGN where they actually listed out all the games that were announced. I'm going to start at the bottom because I feel like IGN's thing where it was like all the cool stuff. And then they put like this stuff nobody's going to care about or that's already out at the bottom, right? So let's start there. So Lego Brawls. Did anybody catch that in the montage? There's a reason why it was in the montage. Demon Slayer, Kimetsu no Yaiba, the Hinokami Chronicles. God, that's a mouthful. That's already been released on PS5 and or PlayStation 4 and Xbox. It's coming out now to the Switch June 10th. Bandai Namco is known for this. They always do this with other games where it seems to release a year later onto the Switch because they need the time to get it on there.
Well, Demon Slayer only came out in September, right? October?
Bro, I don't know. Yes. I'm going to go with yes.
Yeah.
I'll buy that. But, okay, it comes out the following year, okay?
It's also pretty much Ultimate Ninja Storm, like, 2.0, so they already have the formula.
Just cut me a break here, my guy. Okay, cut me a break. 2 Point Campus comes out May 17th, and Zombie Army 4, April 26th. Does anybody care about those games before we carry on?
I cannot think of a game more fitting to end a list like that than Zombie Army 4. Like, what a great generic game to just cap it off.
Zombie Army 5. Like, that's going to be next year's. Ooh, here's the bottom of the list. Zombie Army 5. Okay, cool, whatever, guys. All right. Going up from there, anybody else real quick? Do you care about Lego Brawls, which is essentially Smash Brothers?
But
Lego games?
I want to say I have, like, a tiny little inkling that's just, like, this holds a little bit of attention for me. Will I do anything with that energy? Absolutely not. But I'll see how it plays out.
Sounds about right. Let's see. Help me with this one. Getsu Fuma Den? Okay. Undying Moon. It's a roguelike, apparently. Intense. Yeah, I'm not going to say that word. Roguelike action with a stunning dark fantasy world. I don't remember this game. Does anybody remember this game?
Nope.
I remember. Yeah, I just had to look at a picture of it. It looks like a hand-drawn Metroidvania, essentially. It didn't stand out to me.
Let me see here now. Oh, okay.
Konami's making it, so like,
it's not a Chico machine. Yeah, this. It's also not a Gears game. I remember this one now. This is the one I remember looking at and going, oh, that looks like Cuphead meets Metroid. Like, that's kind of what that, like a very dark, sinister Cuphead, but it kind of has a duck Cuphead hand-drawn look to it. Yeah, okay. Still don't care. Anybody else? Cool. All right, moving on. Gundam Battle Alliance.
I will say.
So,
I actually have some interest in. I think it looks pretty cool.
Yeah.
This looked like Gundam Breaker that came on the PS4 that everyone was really excited for, and then it came out like a wet fart.
What, New Gundam Breaker? Yeah, that game was terrible.
See? I know what I'm talking about.
I have the prior one to it was really good, but everyone got hype on New Gundam Breaker. Miserable game.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I would say I, like, traditionally, like, a lot of, like growing up seeing the Gundam shows, like, always, like, soft spot for it, and will love a lot of, like, anime properties that come to video games. But SD Gundam, really gets me. So I saw this and I was like, wait a minute, might have to check this out. So this might be the thing that actually gets me money no matter what. If it's terrible, it might get the whole, what was the dungeon crawler that we played for quite literally a week, Greg? This was like a year and a half ago.
I know exactly what I'm talking about. It was hot trash.
If anything, it gets that treatment and it just goes right back to the store.
What was it?
Gosh.
It's going to bug me now.
It'll come back to me at some point, but I'm excited for it. Apparently Ash is also excited for it.
Look, my issue with it is Snack Roll, Dungeon Crawl Gold. Yeah, hot trash. Stay away from that snack. My issue with it is whenever you take something cool like Gundam and you make them chibi, it kind of loses interest.
Yeah, I hated that SD Gundam show. I'm there with you on that. I love Gundams. Huge Gundam fan. The chibi one, don't do it for me.
Hey, nope. What do we like saying on this show? There's something for everyone. It's just not for me. Oh. It's not for you. Different. It might be for me and Ash. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, that's fine. You know what else isn't for me?
I'm sorry. Especially mini robot chibis. Come on.
But mechs are supposed to be big. Chibis are small.
You mislabeled D2, so like...
Literally any person that you talk to about Destiny calls D2.
Diablo 2. But here you go, Matt. I'll throw you a softball on this one. Kingdom Hearts. Now on the cloud just for you.
We've talked
about this. You can almost own it. You can almost own
it. Here's the thing. I already own it, so I'm not going to. This is, again, I will say this. I will shout this from Mount Everest for like 5 seconds because it's too cold and too high. What's the point of this? It gives very much Stadia vibes, and we saw how Stadia went out. I don't...
Are you a Kingdom Hearts fan, Doctor?
It's going there.
No. I that's like from like the Square era where I really started to get questionable about it. And I think this is just a terrible idea. So there may be the third one you would have to do cloud based. Like that's but the whole point of the Switch is it's a portable gaming machine, right? So if you really, really like the Kingdom Hearts series, you probably have some other way to play it.
Let me explain how this is justified, the Doctor. Are clouds stationary?
Right up there. They're moving somewhere.
Exactly. That's how it's justified. It's mobile. Assassin's Creed, the Ezio Collection, sneaks onto Switch next week, which is tomorrow. Does anybody care about this one? Is this another one we can skip? This is the Ezio Collection. So what is this? Two Brotherhood Revelations?
Something like that.
Yeah, so it follows Ezio Auditore, basically from... Brand new to the Brotherhood, been there for a while, old man Brotherhood. I don't see this doing well on the Switch, mainly just for the simple fact graphically and processor wise. Just
these are 360 games. PS3 360 games, like this early.
Is a remastered version, so like.
Is it though? Is it? It just says the collection. Well, nothing about
when
remastered.
I played it on the PlayStation for the Ezio trilogy, and it was pretty similar to the original, but they had a lot of fixes. Like, so you can't see the tongue and eyes and back of the face like you did in the first one. But
it's not that good then. The Cuphead Delicious Last Course paid DLC is finally coming out to the Switch. And I'm guessing just in general, because I don't think this has been released at all yet, has it?
I wasn't sure about that. When I heard that, I was like, I don't know if this DLC is already out or if it's just coming out for the Switch.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's new. But let's investigate this real quick. And does anybody play Cuphead?
Yeah, I actually played it not too long ago.
Okay. Thoughts on it?
It's good. It's difficult. art style is beautiful. Art style music is beautiful. You can't go wrong there. It scratches an itch. There's not a lot of games that do what it does.
And that is the release date of it. That was the official first time I think they've released it, because it's coming out June 30th, 2022, just flat everywhere. So that's currently on. So yeah, it's not a game I play. I don't like games like Mega Man where you have to die a lot in order to get good, or Dark Souls, or any of those games. Because I'm not good at that.
Did you just classify Mega Man as a game you have to die a lot to get good?
Look, man, any game where they show you a free life, but you have to die 7 times to try and figure out how to acquire it, is a game you have to get good at. Maybe. Have you ever played a Mega Man game?
Yes.
Hard.
Have you?
I started with Mega Man.
Like an OG Mega Man game. Okay, I'm not talking this DX crap you play.
Oh, no. Battle Network 3 is my game, dog.
Emotional damage.
Battle Network's good.
See, Justin's got me.
Battle Network's good, but that's also like more RPG. What is it, like 5 or 6 Mega Man? That's like
10.
Yeah, first 10, you're just like, you're grinding to play those games.
Okay.
You got to figure out the method, which boss to take out first, because if you go one boss, it's hard mode. If you go another boss, easy mode. If you go a different boss, you ain't going to do it. Like,
easy mode ain't that easy.
Hey, thank you. Thank you. My guy understands. You know how I know he understood? Because he said, I used to play NES games. You, Matt, used to tell me you started on the 64. Fight me.
Sorry, I'm on the
library to start off with.
Rated E for everyone. These hands. Taiko no Taitsujin. Okay, this is the drum rhythm game. That's what I'm not going to butcher that anymore. This is one of those games where it's like really intriguing because they're adding a whole bunch of music, and they all these songs before were all just DLC. My issue with this announcement is they did not say releasing physically in the States with the drum kit. And I know they've released the game separately, I believe, and they've released the drums separately somewhere else, but you've had to import it. It's, to best of my knowledge, you can't get all of it together. I want this like a Rock Band set. Like, this should be like Just Dance, where you buy Just Dance down there, like, oh, here's our 3 months pass to go play all these other songs. That way you'll give us more money. That's what you need to do with this. Because I'd be intrigued to play that Legend of Zelda theme music with the drums on the thing, because I suck at it and it'd be hilarious. But I need the drums. Thoughts? Am I wrong?
No.
That's right.
I'm not wrong. It looks like a fun game, honestly. And apparently like it's a huge deal overseas. But this thing's got like little kiosk things for it and everything. And like their equivalent of Dave & Buster's. So...
I have no feelings on this one.
Yeah, nope. Pretty much. Klonoa, Door to Phantom Mile, and Klonoa 2, Lunate's Veil are coming to Switch in July. These are old school platformers from OG PlayStation, I think, days. 64 era, that kind of late 90s. Any intrigue in this one? I feel like as we go up the list, we are getting more interested, so that's encouraging. That's
I will good. Say, like, especially during the direct, hopping on Twitter, and like already like as the hype is going for a lot of these things that were already announced, I know a lot of people were super excited for this. I know this is one that I never played personally, but I like had friends that played. So this one does intrigue me, and I'd be more than likely to purchase it just to experience it. But I know a lot of people are excited. And that has me excited that other people are excited for it.
It's an IP that they could use, you know. I mean, I feel like in general, when you see some nostalgia coming back like that, where it's a series that hasn't been touched at all in a long time, it's cool. From an outside perspective, I can go thumbs up for you guys. I hope you enjoy it.
A game that definitely shows us that Kingdom Hearts should not be cloud-based. Is No Man's Sky.
Oh my god. You understand how, like, I was already pissed about that. But then they said, and I was like, wait a minute. If you know what? Just continue, Greg. Just continue.
Yeah. No Man's Sky. Coming out this summer to the Nintendo Switch, which originally launched to a flop in August of 2017, if I'm not mistaken. Mm-hmm. really disappointing when it dropped. It got much better since then and actually fulfilled all the promises and then a lot more. But it's coming to the Switch, which I think is great for this game. It's not a game I want to play myself, I think, necessarily, but I think it might be something my kids would really enjoy because they're into the whole Minecraft stuff, and I feel like this is kind of in that same realm, survival mode kind of style. Open world, freedom, but still a direction. I don't know. I might pick it up. I doubt it, unless one of them come to me and be like, yo, Dad.
He's like, we gonna get this?
Yeah, we'll get to that conversation.
So I would say, like, from day one, like, I've been excited about No Man's Sky, then disappointed with what they gave us when it first came out. And I did end up buying it for the new gen consoles back in, like, August or September. At some point last year, I ended up buying it. So if I hadn't bought it then, I would for sure be buying it for the Switch just because, like, I play my Switch a lot more than my PlayStation. But super excited, especially because of how much blood and sweat and tears have gone into this game from the developers. I'm just so happy that they're able to push this out and have more people gain more exposure for it.
If they announce cross save, would you pick it up?
Ooh, absolutely. Absolutely. Okay,
there you go. You heard it here first. They need to announce cross save, so Matt will pick it up. Anybody else? Do we need to talk about this next one?
No.
The only thing I think is interesting to talk about here is who's making the game, which is Gameloft, who is known for mostly making knockoff mobile racing games and Grand Theft Auto clones.
And what game were we talking about, by the way? Because we didn't.
I think it was Disney Speedstorm Racing on the Switch.
Yeah.
So another budget kart racer. But the fact that it's somebody who was known mostly for making stuff in the cell phone market, I think it's kind of interesting for such a big company like Disney to go with them.
Which actually makes sense because it's free to play. It's not just budget. It is, you ain't got a budget. Just pick this up and play it.
So,
like,
I'm interested to see, especially because someone else on this list just made an entire game, a DLC that you could pay for. 48 more tracks, was it? 36 more tracks?
We'll get there.
Yeah.
We'll get there.
Yeah.
What's got me more upset about this, though, and I just recently learned this because it wasn't actually announced, and I don't know if it's officially been spoken to, but Chocobo GP, if you remember, was announced last year on one of the directs. Yeah, we're going there. And it looks like Chocobo GP is going to be another one of these games where it's kind of a seasons-based free-to-play, check it out, play these characters. Now, I could be wrong, but I have seen no announcement of a physical release yet, which has me concerned, but I'm still going to play Chocobo GP because, I mean, it's Final Fantasy. Why wouldn't I play it? I don't care. Like, I don't want to play a Disney racing game. It looked like a knockoff clone of Mario Kart with Mickey Mouse.
See, my thing about the only thing that I could see happening is with it being a free-to-play game, what happens if they start out kind of like how Fortnite did it and then just go nuts with the cosmetics?
If it's successful. Otherwise, it's PlayerUnknown Battlegrounds. Where, like, it hits and it peaks and then somebody else steals their lunch and they just, like, everybody forgets about it.
Mm-hmm.
Disney does have a lot of properties, though, like Marvel and everything, though, now. I mean, that's something to consider. Is like they already have underneath their umbrella so many skins they could just throw in there.
No, they could throw a ton.
Yeah. But it's also going to just still be a budget kart racer.
Mm-hmm. 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 Really excited announcement that was really depressing when I found, like, afterwards, looking at it and really examining it. Star Wars, The Force Unleashed announced for the Switch.
Depressed out.
Super excited. It's the Wii version.
Oh.
Yeah, there you go, bud. It's not the 360 PS3 edition, which had its own issues, don't get me wrong, but it's the Wii edition that, like, took those issues and was like, hold my beer, let's make it worse.
Hey, he's like, you got a magnifying glass, let's go.
You thought it was really bad playing that game before it was glitched? Try it with a Wiimote. Ooh, boy howdy. Yeah, so, you know, April 20th, that's a great day to play it.
Yeah.
All right. And then I can't remember if we talked about this or not, but I did kind of like this reveal for MLB The Show 22. Finally coming out to the Switch. This one is going to have cross-save. This one is going to look like trash compared to its two competitors on the PlayStation and Xbox consoles, because that game did not look good whatsoever. Playable, but nothing in comparison. It'd be like playing in the 360 version of MLB. Like, and then an NES version.
I'm just can't be any worse than 2K. That's all I'm saying.
Not graphically pleasing whatsoever.
Not at all. Not at all. It's definitely the hey, you play this on the other guys, but you want to play keep your season going while on the go. Here you go. Which I love that. Like if they sink into it on this, it can work out really well. But they really need to push that marketing. And it doesn't seem like they're doing so far. So, am I wrong? Like, does anybody play any MLB games here?
Mm-hmm. Not really. I play it occasionally when we go to our friend's house, but that's about it.
Okay, so we're all in the same boat. It's boring to watch. It's a fun sport to play. Boring to watch. It's boring to play in a video game. Gotcha. Does anybody care about Portal?
I do.
Go, Matt.
So they announced that Portal 1 and 2 will be released on the Switch later this year. And again, as of right now, not a cloud version. So you can own this game, which I am really excited for because I loved the Portal games when they first came out. Devastated when they just kind of like shuffled off the market and like everyone seemed to have forgotten about it. And then some random like Portal Knights showed up that had nothing to do with Portal. So now that it's coming to Switch, I can procure these games again and have them in possession. So super stoked about that. So hopefully we get a release date on that here soon in the next month or two or three.
I will not be talking crap about Portal Knights, sir. That's my favorite little builder games.
Hey, look, I'm just saying, if you're looking for an apple and you get thrown a banana, you're going to be upset. That's all I'm saying.
Wait, we can throw hands, sir. I know where you live.
Hey, start with Greg. Start with Greg. And then work your way to me.
Come at me. All right, Matt, we're going to play a little game here mid-show. I'm going to read out some games. I want you to tell me what's the common thread between these games, okay?
Ooh, I love this game. Okay.
Okay. Resident Evil 7.
Okay.
Assassin's Creed Odyssey.
Okay.
Phantasy Star Online 2.
Okay.
Control Ultimate Edition.
Okay.
Does anybody else have any idea where I'm going yet? Cool.
Not a clue.
Anybody can pitch in when you feel ready. Hitman 3.
Now I'm just confused.
A Plague Tale Innocence.
Medieval? I don't know.
The Forgotten City.
You're going to have to throw
me. Games that were given out for free at some point?
Marvel's. No, it's not. Marvel's Guardian of the Galaxy.
Greg, we all have the WTF lines here.
I know. Edge of Eternity.
Yo, what is
Dying Light 2 Stay Human?
Is it the parkour aspect? I mean
A Plague Tale Requiem. Kingdom Hearts HD 1.5 plus 2.5 remix.
At least a couple of these are like Square Enix properties, but not all of them.
Kingdom Hearts HD 2.8 Final Chapter Prologue.
Are they all remasters? Remakes? I don't know.
And the final one, Kingdom Hearts 3.
Timed exclusives?
Those are all the games that you can play on the Switch Cloud Service.
Oh my god. Really, Greg? Seriously? This is why we can't have nice things.
Look,
this
is why we can't have nice things. There is a huge drastic difference between Resident Evil 7 and Kingdom Hearts 1.5 2.5 on the cloud. I'm sorry. I am really stuck on the fact that Kingdom Hearts is not physically released on the Switch. These other games make sense because the Switch can't run them. Like,
Kingdom Hearts is a lazy load. It's just
nailed it.
Send it.
Nailed it. So yeah, there you go.
I didn't know Resident Evil was streaming to the Switch.
Some of them are restricted to areas. I think Resident Evil is one of those where it's like Japan only. I think Control might be as well, but there's a couple of them on there that are region locked to certain areas. So technically, though, if you were to log against the Japanese side of things, you could, in theory, I think, play the Resident Evil 7 on the Switch, but do you really want to?
I've been stuck on the Kingdom Hearts thing, and I'm not a Kingdom Hearts fan, like, by any means. Like, it's not my favorite thing Square did. But how do you look at that? You just don't go, two of them are what, PS2 games, right? Kingdom Hearts 1 and 2, right?
Yes.
How do you not just go, okay, cool, Kingdom Hearts 3, we're going to cloud that. You have these two games downloaded. Play them.
What's worse is 2.8 is a prologue. Some of the games that are on the 1.5, 2.5 collection played on the PSP and the DS and the 3DS consoles. And you're like, nah, put it in the cloud. We can't do this. This is a lot of work right there. MLB the Show. We're going to put it on the Switch physically. But the rest of the games, we're going to put it in the cloud. Because that makes a lot of sense.
Yeah. I don't know who's in charge of that decision, but...
What were you saying, Ash?
I was like, I could see them doing it for like the really big games that are pretty processor intensive, but like Kingdom Hearts, of which is not.
Of the 75 Kingdom Hearts games, the only one that should be cloud based is 3. Mm-hmm. If that. And the only reason that one should be cloud based is because they don't want people to break their B buttons on their Switch Joy-Cons. Because that's the only button you use in that game. All right, let's move on to our list, though. A game that has me excited, because I've never played it, because I doubt anybody here has played it, Live Alive, or Live Alive, or Live Alive, or however you want to say it, because we really don't know, is finally coming out to the Nintendo Switch in America. Because originally it was only in Japan. For like the Super Nintendo. Doctor.
Awesome. Yes. That looks awesome. I lit up when I saw that. I'm like, okay, cool. This is I've heard like a little bit about over the years. I've heard talk of it, but I knew it was probably never coming here. I saw the trailer, but I'm like, this is something even today I'm into. This gets me hyped.
You should definitely check out Sea of Stars if you have not already.
I already followed him on Twitter.
Hell yeah, my guy. We could be friends. I like this. Advanced Wars 1 and 2 Reboot Camp launches April 8th. This version was supposed to come out early December. Actually, I think it was December 8th. Now it's coming out April 8th. Can't wait. I'm excited for it. Has anybody played an Advanced Wars game before?
Nope.
I played both the originals.
Yes. So I haven't played the original ones. Somebody who has, what do you think of the way the new art style?
The art style, like, I was waffling during the trailer, honestly. I think it's fitting for the series completely. The originals had this very like fun cartoony look. The way they show the different commanders or whatever you have in the top left and top right corner, the animation is very nice on it. It's weird seeing it like kind of upscale because it does still kind of have that Game Boy Advance feel as far as the tactics game. Whereas you look at something like the Fire Emblem series, what they've done with their modern tactics games, kind of like 3D rendered model moving back and forth. But I think it's good. I think, again, like I was talking about earlier with Klonoa, it's good to see series that otherwise could have gone by the wayside getting some love. And this is a series I personally have a lot of love for.
I really like that they made them look like toys. Like, it's all like a hard sheen plastic look to them. And I like that kind of like stupid like Toy Story kind of war game look. Like I really appreciate that look. So I'm excited for it. I'm gonna buy it. Don't know if I'll play it.
Another Toy Soldiers got robots.
yeah. Toy Soldiers by far the bootleg version of Toy Story, but I think we all understand that. Earthbound and Earthbound Beginnings coming to the States, which is encouraging. I haven't played this series before. I've always been intrigued, but it's always hard to get into because finding it is damn near impossible. Now it's going to actually be on the online service, so Super Nintendo NES Classic service games you have for the Nintendo Switch. It's free to play. It's already out there for you if you're paying for that. What's exciting for this, though, is that everybody has been clamoring for a Mother 3 game released in the States, or just period, and this kind of leads to the potential for that. Mm-hmm. Doctor, as somebody else who likes JRPG games, what's your thought?
They're never going to bring Mother 3 over.
You bastard. I take everything away. I just said.
No, I think it's awesome. I think it bodes well, but like at this point it's like the idea of Half-Life 3. It's like that like ever hanging fruit where it's like I know it's there, I just can't get it. But I think it's awesome. I've tried to play through the first Earthbound. It's just in general a hard game to get into as far as being an RPG fan. But it's cool that they're bringing it over. I definitely think it's one of the better additions that they've done for the online service.
And then a game that's not going to be cloud-based. You're going to be able to buy this cartridge, and I can't wait. March 25th, Kirby and the Forgotten Land.
Heck yeah.
This trailer, it was interesting. Seeing Kirby inhale a car.
Listen.
And then I've... Did Greg. Kirby use the car as legs, or did the car use Kirby as a hat? I need to know these.
Greg. This very much gave someone somewhere was scrolling through Twitter, through Reddit, through the archives of Tumblr, looking for ideas and inspiration for this game. And someone was like, someone drew Kirby trying to swallow a car. Send it to print. We're putting it in the game. And that's exactly what happened. And I am here for it. I love everything about it.
I feel like they found somebody's fan art on Tumblr, you know?
Like, the fact that it's like, oh, suck up a vending machine, spit out cans as an attack. It's like, is that really how vending machines work, though? Like,
he can spit fire and, like, use swords. And that was the only part of the trailer I'm just like, this is the best we've got. When he was spitting out the cans attack, I'm like, he can spit fire. He can throw boomerangs. He's got a sword. You're showing him with a sword seconds later. But this vending machine, that's what we're getting right now.
And you can evolve your upgrades, like your inhales. What is the verbiage you use to call that?
There's a lot of odd verbiage going on here with the mouthful mode.
that's a choice of words right there. Let me tell you what. A game that's specifically made for kids with the mouthful mode.
Like I said, somebody found somebody's Tumblr and just kind of went nuts with it.
Think of all the stages of green lighting that had to happen here.
I'm just waiting for that TikTok.
Before they banned all the obscenity.
Honestly, if we're gonna,
I'm waiting for it.
If we're gonna run for this, I think this suffered from the Michael Cera conspiracy theory, where at some point someone was just too afraid to say where they got the idea from, and now it's just in the game.
I'm gonna say it right now. I can completely see that being a pickup line, a really bad one. Hey girl, I'm gonna call you Kirby, cause later. We're going to play mouthful, though. Like, I can just see it happening. It's so bad, but it's so just so great at the same time. Ash? No, Ash does not like that at all. Ash is not a fan.
That's why we can't have nice things, Greg.
It's because of me.
Well, I will say, like,
I'm going to take all of it.
As dumb as it is, like, this is the kind of stupid stuff you'd expect from a fun video game, though. Like, do you know, like, if you go back in all the old games, just like, why was this a thing? But, like, we loved it so much.
It looks...
not the thing, but the verbiage.
The verbiage is bad.
It looks fun. That's honestly my take on this.
This is also from the same people that brought you the new Super Mario Brothers and the new 3DS XL and the new put whatever name here. Like, they're not great with naming things. We've known this about Nintendo for many, many years. Think about it. When the games were on the Super Nintendo, they were called Super Mario Kart. When they brought them to 64 everything to hell. Like, I'm surprised on GameCube games we didn't have, like, Mario Cubed or stupid stuff like that. On the Wii, we had Wii Sports, Wii Play, Wii Party. Like, they go in on these stupid names and they don't really think about it. They had a commercial where they were like, hey, let's play Wii. Not really smart with what they say. Like, they're not known for being very intelligent. Think about that. Metroid, bringing out FU mode.
Are you going to play it?
Like that? Say what, Matt?
Are you going to go back to play it?
Bro, we talked about Mega Man being too hard earlier. We're talking about Metroid where you get hit and it's game over. Like, from my understanding on that, game over. Start again. Hell no. No. The only addition I might play in this update is Big Mode. That game was hard enough as it was at the end of that game. I cannot imagine trying to fight that final boss in FU mode. And that's what I'm calling it. That termed it. They can have multiple mode, whatever you want to call it. I can have FU mode. No? Are you going to play Doctor? Did you play Metroid?
I haven't picked this up yet.
Did anybody play Metroid here?
Nope, but I've had other friends have similar experience, and at that point, I knew not for me.
It is a great game.
Just listening to Greg, like, every podcast before the podcast recording, complaining about the final boss. Did it take you, like, what, 3 weeks to beat it?
I think it was a week, but I talked and complained about it for 3 weeks because it was just that gruesome. It was, I mean, I'm sure I texted you guys about it, like, F this trash, I'm going to kill myself, this at Switch is going to break in half. Yeah, like, it was bad. And then when I did beat it, like, F yeah, I did this S. Yeah, no. So we don't talk about that. Splatoon 3, we got stuff on the Salmon Run stuff, which is essentially just, like, the wave mode. Cool. Does anybody play Splatoon here?
Nope.
I do. For something that I personally, like, always want to play, but I play it because my stepson really, really enjoys it, so I have to, like, try to get good so that I can freedom everybody that plays that game with ink, whatever they call it. But it's the trailer that they showed was pretty interesting as far as kind of what they're bringing to the game, because it's definitely different, for sure. So I think it's going to bring in a lot of new players as well, because it's not just paintball to cover an entire area of with your team's color. You know, it's not just that. It actually gives the game a little bit more variety. You know, with Splatoon 2, we had, I forget what it was, that one mode where you had to, like, defeat all the little creatures and get the chests and stuff like that. There was, like, a solo play version, but it didn't have much to it, I think, which was kind of the disappointment factor for that, which is why everybody just went back to multiplayer. But with this, I feel like it brings a whole new avenue for some of your wave people, essentially, that enjoy that just constant bombardment of creatures and things that you have to get rid of, while simultaneously still retaining the Splatoon aspects.
And it's co-op.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's, I think that's the best part about it. Like, that's as I was watching, I was like, ooh, there's two little inklings fighting all these stupid salmon things. So this is one I won't play, but I will own. I think I bought Splatoon 2 like two or three times, because every time I got rid of it, I got yelled at. Good times. Do you like tactics games, Justin?
Oh, yeah.
So are you excited for Front Mission?
Oh, yeah. Definitely a series I love. I mean, like I was saying earlier, mechs supposed to be big. No chibis. I didn't see a single chibi in this trailer. The story for Front Mission phenomenal. I played the first one a little bit, never got through it. It's one of those ones where, like, I picked up, played a little bit of, dropped it. I'm excited for this. This is, again, another series I think deserves a comeback, deserves more time in the sun. Mechs need to come back.
Mechs over zombies all day.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I'm right there with you. I've never played this series. I think I've played, like, much later. Or I take it back. I have played the series, but I think it was much, much later. And I was, there was too much going on for me to fully focus. And so I lost interest fairly quickly. So I'm intrigued. I usually don't like tactics-based games, but I do kind of like the whole mech side of things. So I think I'll pick this up. I'll check it out. See what we can do with it. But Ash, Matt, you guys care? Nope. Front Mission 1, 2.
The last tactics game, that style that I really played, was probably like 3 years ago. So probably not. But if it becomes one of those games, it's like discounted, I may pick it up. Just to say that I actually played it and have that variety, so to speak, because hopefully by then I'll have a computer that can run my capture card and I can stream those kinds of things. But yeah.
You know what you can do to see if you like tactics games? You can play the first three chapters of Triangle Strategy. That's a free demo that's available now on the Switch. And if you do like it, you can pick up Triangle Strategy on March 4th, and it'll automatically carry over to your new game.
Did they pay you to say that? That
was a little too good. They did not, but they should pay me to say that, though, right?
You should get dividends from that, I think, yeah.
Yeah.
I thought I'd give it a demo after you said that. Honestly, I was like, maybe I'll give that a try tonight.
Look, it's genius marketing. Like, that's always the smart thing they do with these games. That's like, I don't know if people like it. When they put it out there and they let people play it and then carry that over, it's so smart because it's not like the old days where you'd order a pizza from Pizza Hut. You got that sweet demo disc and you only played the first level of the first boss of Final Fantasy VII. You played the first area of Metal Gear Solid. You played the first level of Crash Bandicoot, but then you got the real game and you had to do it all over again. Didn't matter because you were probably a pro by that point in time. But this is what's great about it. It all carries over. I don't think I'll be picking up Triangle Strategy. I do think that somebody in my house, my mini me, is going to play this game at the demo at the very least, and he's going to let me know if we're going to buy it.
Yeah, that's
fair. It's a beautiful art style. I'm not big on tactics. Yeah, okay, carry on. Here you go, Matt. You ready?
I'm ready.
I want to talk about this one because this was a hot mess. Nintendo Switch Sports announced for the Nintendo Switch. This is interesting because it's essentially Wii Sports coming to the Switch. All great, all gravy. New updated Miis, I guess you'd call them. But that role playing was very cringy.
Yeah.
Hence the cheesy comment.
Yeah.
You're absolutely.
Is that what your cheesy thoughts about this was?
It's really bad. The gameplay didn't look like it matched up quite. Like, this isn't a game of all the things for you to demo live. This was
so, and like Wii Sports, like, I mean, that sold the Wii, but I think it's not that I don't think this will do well, it's that it was a package. Like, that was something like everyone whose grandma owned a Wii accidentally got it because Wii Sports was there, and that's why that game was everywhere. That's why that game sold buckets, is because it was automatically packaged in. This is great, but I don't think it's going to do what Wii Sports did.
I still think Wii Sports sold the Wii. I can't tell you how many grandmas came in my store and bought the Wii, not to play Mario, Zelda, or any other stuff, to play Wii Sports because their best friend Ethel has lost 40 pounds playing Wii Sports on the Wii. Like, that's how that game got popular.
Hey, listen, that, like, you're absolutely right, but we're not gonna gloss over how many kids, like prepubescent kids or like teenagers or small children, got on that weight scale and it said overweight, because man, it bullied kids.
You're talking about the Fitboard thing?
Yeah.
The Weboard bounce board?
Yeah.
Remember the surfing game that they tried to make that you were able supposedly able to use the and it didn't work?
I remember Tony Hawk Ride. Oof.
Oh, the one with the weird skateboard thing?
It was a skateboard that you put on the floor.
Listen. Wasn't there a Sonic version of that pretty much too?
Sonic Riders?
Yeah.
Yeah. Ooh. Sonic Riders wasn't bad. Because you actually play with the controller. It was the whole, like, Wii Fit, balance board, skateboard. Like, that whole Wii era where it was like, how much stuff can you get them to buy for their console?
Remember that one guy that came in that tried to trade one of those in and then got, like, super mad because you wouldn't take it? It was back in, like, 2017, I think.
Ash, that... That happened today. That happened yesterday. It's going to happen tomorrow. Like, what do you mean you don't buy NBA 2K20? Bro, ain't nobody buying that. Nobody cares.
Listen. Yeah. So, Greg, I will concede this. With Switch Sports, there are a couple of misses. Like, I can get the hesitation for some of it. It does look weird, especially with the presentation. It looked like it didn't really match up. Removing Boxy, probably not the smartest thing.
That's for problematic.
Because just off the rip alone, how many people want to take revenge on that dude Matt in boxing? Because he scarred people. And people now will never get that full circle vengeance. Like, purely.
Did you say alone. Matt?
Yes. Yes.
Okay, yeah. So here's what's great about that. I was watching that with my son. I don't remember Matt. My son said something about Matt. And I was like, Mac is from Mike Tyson Punch Out. What are you talking about? He's like, no, Matt. Yes. I don't remember that. He knows it from TikTok.
Yeah, he wanted to. And somebody was like, yeah, I mean, like, Mac could probably take on Goku, you know, wouldn't sweat.
Yeah, like, my son wanted to throw hands with Matt.
Oh, absolutely.
Not this Matt.
That was questioned if they were going to be one of the new Super Smash at one point.
Matt. Say that again.
Wasn't he one of the characters that people were theorizing that it was going to be one of the additional characters for Super Smash?
I think that was before we got the actual Mii Fighter. Like,
yeah.
If they threw him in there, I wouldn't have been surprised because he has a hell of a left hook, but.
Yeah, I mean, it's interesting. It's good at bowling, which is a staple. Good at bowling. That's the only thing that's somewhat enticing about this to me. Tennis, swordplay, which they call chambara. We're going to call it swordplay. Soccer is going to come out.
Hold on.
Fall?
I have some qualms about this. Like, I love soccer. Grew up playing soccer. Watch soccer. Love it. Who sat there and thought, let's just strap a Joy-Con to your leg? Kicking motion. Does anyone have small things in their house? Does no one have kids or dogs or pets? Just imagine you're winding up and someone, you just punch something. You just punch something or someone. No one thinks about this.
Brought to you by the same people who released a Wii without a wrist strap.
Oh, right. Right. Like, sometimes, like, they make great games. Fun party games. Like, they're a staple for party games. Guys, this is a very smooth brain move. I'm not lying to you.
Okay. What's the over-under on this one, guys? Okay, so it comes with a leg strap, right? If you remember the Wii launched, like I said, without a wrist strap that you could then later order from Nintendo for free and get a silicone case as well. Okay? Mm-hmm. So this game comes out. What's the over-under that you have a free first aid kit that you can get sent to you from Nintendo?
First aid kit? I think it needs a little more than
that. First aid kit, like, it fully includes toe splints and shin splints and everything.
Nail sporin, gauze, a bandage wrap, a couple splints.
I tape for, you know, when you inevitably whack your shin on a coffee table and slice it open, you know. Here's a how-to on stitches.
By Christmas, every single one of these games will come free with a first aid kit.
You collect them, though. That'll be a collector's item, you know? You get that, that like the nice Mario branding on the top of the med kit.
I want a Mario Ace finish now.
Or even Dr. Mario on there, bro. That would...
Oh, marketing. Hello.
Marketing. Yep.
I want my royalties from that one, guys. Go straight to the podcast. Chrono Cross Remastered announced for Switch. I love this. I am so excited. I don't care what people say about how it looks. The game didn't look great back in 1998, 99, whenever this game released. I cannot wait to play this. I remember playing this as a kid. You had to have different save files, the memory card. You had to figure out a way to get it all to match so you can get all 40 stupid characters. Because back in those days, we only got 3 games a year, so you played the hell out of every single one of them. I cannot wait for this. Give me more pumping into my bloodstream. However, I want it physically. I'm tired of this digital crap. Give me a physical game and a digital option. Doctor, what do you think? Are you excited for this?
I'm excited. I agree with you. That's the one I would buy physical, regardless of whatever. I would keep that. I love Chrono Cross. I think Serge is one of the coolest protagonists ever. Like, story-wise, the amount of characters, like you said, there's so many cool characters you can find in this. And the super deep cut of including a Satellaview game. Like, there's probably so many fans out there like I don't even know what a Satellaview is. Like, that's such like a niche, like, thing to do. Like, I barely knew about it. It's a text adventure. Like, I have no interest in playing that. I'm gonna play it. Mm-hmm. Have to. Like, that's just a cool thing to get to say you played.
Yeah, just like Kingdom Hearts 3.
I'm gonna let you live with that.
No, D2. I want to play this. Have you imported any games, Doctor?
I have not imported any games.
Do you have Final Fantasy on the Switch?
I have 7 and 8, I think, on the Switch.
So 7 and 8 is a cool like cart for the Switch because the case is kind of split in half and you can order those Amazon. But my favorite Final Fantasy for the Switch game is 9 because they have the just look it up on anywhere. Final Fantasy 9 Switch case. It is beautiful. And that's something that I want from this. Like, I want to have that tangible physical cartridge. Not only because I want to play it myself, because I think it's also important to let others experience it without having to take my Switch from me because I can't play games. So
pretty.
Yeah, right?
That's a pretty case.
I've been thinking about it. Matt, here you go. Yes. The floor is yours, sir. Go ahead. Have at it.
Let's go. Honestly, if you've listened to the podcast for a long time, I've talked about this several times. There are 2 things I absolutely want. Or I wanted on the Switch. Kirby Air Ride, because loved that game. I still hope for it to come to Switch. And a Mario Strikers. We finally got a Mario Strikers. And when I tell you, I remember, I just opened it up because I think Greg, you had texted us, like, oh yeah, Direct is starting. He's like, right now, he's like, I'm watching it, just kind of giving us the 411 on that. And I was like, oh, yep, thanks for letting me know. I popped it on while I was doing some work. And as soon as I opened it up, first thing I saw, Mario Strikers. Lost my mind. So excited for this. I love that they still kind of kept the same vein of the art that they had from the first one. And I do love some of the options that they're giving for the players, kind of like for different stat boosts or different stat emphasis. And I'm just regurgitating words. I'm just so excited for this. You guys don't
know. You're talking about the gear, right?
Yeah, the gear. It's still, someone pointed out to me, he's like, I don't know why Mario needs a visor or like the little, the sand scanner that they have. But I just love every single look that they have a part of this. I'm ready to hand out L's. Listen, I grew up doing this. Y'all not ready for this. As a matter of fact, anyone can add me on the Switch. Just tweet at me at Matt_Gutu. I know I used my one up for this podcast, Greg. Ask me for a friend code. I'll be handing out L's.
I feel anybody like else? They've also incorporated a little bit of the aspects of Rocket League and how well that surfaced. So I could see this being really, really popular among the Rocket League people who are wanting something different while still simultaneously having that more like actual soccer based type of game.
Yeah, Mario sports game itself, like even if they're mediocre, like golf was or tennis on the Switch.
Aces. I think those, tennis aces.
Yeah, I think those are the only two that are released on Switch so far.
Like what was the golf one released, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, Mario Golf Super Rush, something like that. Super Rush. But yeah, they're not reviewed amazingly well, but they're so easy and simple to jump into. Not for me.
Seems more high effort than like the Mario Tennis game, which I feel like, from what I remember, critically, it released with like next to no map variation, next to no power ups having any impact on the gameplay, and barely being tennis. This looks like there's a lot of thought put into it. I do like how they seem to be ignoring the rules of soccer as Bowser picked up the ball in the trailer and just lit it on fire with his bare hands. Donkey Kong, he's got hands for feet. Like, I don't know how you like regulate him in a soccer field, but like, you know what? I'm here for it.
I didn't even think about that. That's a little unfair from Donkey Kong. All right. Cool. Let's see. And of course, what kicked off the entire trailer, I think, Doctor, you were talking about this earlier, Fire Emblem Warriors.
I think it was a killer opening, for one. I think Three Houses, I know you guys have said, like, not huge on the tactic style of gameplay. I think Three Houses is just hands down one of the best games, period. I've played in quite a few years. I'm really excited to see this. And even, I'm not a huge fan of the warrior style games, but this does look like it offers an actual third timeline to the two branching timelines of the Three Houses. Not to spoil anything for anyone, but it looks like there's a possible third timeline. I think it looks fun. Those characters are just so overpowered. So the idea of them just trampling over people seems like a blast to me.
Listen, my son already spoiled Three Houses for me. And when we watched this, he was like all about it. He can't wait. He loves playing the Zelda Warriors games. This is another one I don't want to buy, but I'm probably gonna buy. Go ahead, Ash.
Well, so didn't they say in the actual trailer/event that this was actually gonna bridge the gap between the story arcs? So I
believe so. Yeah. So the Three Houses are three warring houses. That's kind of the thing. It starts off in a school setting, and then all Fire Emblem games are just war.
Yep.
But as long as Golden Deer is doing well, that's all I care. Claude, best boy.
Yeah. I don't know the words he said, but he definitely said them.
Yeah.
All right. This Mario Kart. Do you guys play Mario Kart at all? Have you played it on the Switch?
Mm-hmm.
All right. This is one for me. And Ash, you can testify to this, Matt, you as well. Like, I was watching, I was like, oh, hell no. We're not getting Mario Kart 9. Oh, this is more DLC. Like, I didn't say all these things, but I think it definitely came across that way. And then they were like, free with that super big pack, the expansion packs you get for the online membership, which I already paid for because I have Animal Crossing fans in my house. This is both amazing and garbage. And hear me out when I say this. 48 tracks coming over the next year and a half, 2 years. That's awesome. They're all remade from all the older Mario Kart games, including Mario Kart World Tour that's on the mobile games. So we're getting all these different carts, courses. It doesn't look nearly as good as Mario Kart 8 does in general. But if you pay for the online membership expansion pass, like I said before, it's worth it. Because this expansion pass is $25 to get all 48 carts, all 48 tracks, rather. But the expansion pass was an extra 50. What was it, $50 for a single or 70 for a family? Something about ballpark.
Right?
Up to eight people, yeah. So get your homies together. But now you get N64 games, you get Sega Genesis games, you get the Animal Crossing expansion, which can be played on its own. You don't have to own Animal Crossing for that. And you get these expansion cart courses. I'll play it now. I was like, if it was separate, I was not going to buy this. What's your guys' thoughts?
From the eight sideways, It's Mario Kart Infinite. They're never going to release a new one.
Nope.
I mean, it's a good play on Nintendo's side to really get people invested in that expansion pack thing, or pass, I should say. Because isn't it like, what did they say? It was like $20 for each packet? And there's like six of them?
No, it's just one flat fee of $25 for all eight or something ridiculous. However many courses they're going to release.
I must have misheard it then. I thought it was like $20 per pack, which at that point would make the expansion pass more, what's the word I'm looking for?
Economic? Valuable?
No.
D2?
Desirable. There we go.
See, D2. Nailed it.
I will say, like, again, Nintendo is the supreme emperor of like party games. Like me, I've personally been wanting to pick up this latest Mario Kart, but then like I've kind of been waiting. I was like, okay, maybe they're gonna come out with a new one. This just now is telling me it's like, you just pull the trigger, get the game. Like you'll play it. You'll have all these tracks at your disposal, and like you said, it's smart on their part. Like they're just gonna keep putting it out. People, whether. Like, because everyone knows Mario. Everyone loves Mario Kart for one reason or another. 2 and 2. Math.
Yeah. Mario Kart fan doctor?
I play it. It's not a game series I would ever personally buy just because it's a kart racer. Game I'll play with friends. Same thing with Mario Party. I enjoy playing them. I don't normally have that many people around my Switch. You know, like, if I'm going to a friend's house and they have it, I'll get down. I think it's interesting to think of Nintendo always coming close to the mark of what other companies are doing. This is like almost their attempt at games as a service, right? Like they're trying to incorporate it into their season pass, as well as it being a long living series that's now ran, what, two console generations? This is their GTA 5 where they're just continuing to support it forever.
2015, I think this game was.
I think it was 2014. I looked it up. I think before the podcast,
May 2014. I want to say it was released on the Wii U, and then the Ultimate Edition released in April of 2017.
May 2014. You're on the books there.
I remember it. I don't remember it because of how awesome it was when it launched. I remember it because of how much work I had to do when it launched. Not good reasons. All right. Then, of course, we rounded out the entire Nintendo Direct with an awesome, and then there's one more thing. Xenoblade Chronicles 3 coming out in September for the Nintendo Switch. I cannot wait for this. I also am not looking forward to attempting to play through the other Xenoblade Chronicles games because that's hundreds of hours. Maybe I can get my son to just recap it for me because that kid has nothing but free time to play stupid video games. Super jealous. I loved this. I loved, you know, they kicked it off. They do what everybody does when they show us something, one more thing. They don't tell you what it is. They just start rolling it. And it has a very Xenoblade vibe to it. And then when you hear the voice acting, you know exactly what it is. Because it's like the only game where you hear a full like British cast. Like everybody has that British accent to it, or European, or UK, whatever you want to call it. I'm a stupid American, so it's all the same to me. But worked out very, very well. I can't wait. I want to buy this game. I want to play this game. I want the collector's edition of said game.
I mean, I am excited. You're excited. I don't know if I'll pick it up.
Not a series I have a huge investment in, because I did miss out on a lot of the Wii era stuff, so I didn't have the hype coming into this game, and I've tried to give 2 a shot. I need to go back and give it another shot, because this looked good. This looked like it looks like I want to get into the series.
It's really good.
Yeah, I'm a JRPG fan. I'm an RPG fan, so like it seems like it should be my wheelhouse.
It's more action RPG. Less JR, more action, but still definitely if you like that kind of style, if you like good storylines, good gameplay, decent graphics, I
highly would recommend this. And even on the Switch, like it's great graphics for the Switch, considering like it's right up there with Monster Hunter Rise and stories and stuff like that. Like it's really good. Well done. I can't wait. As I said, Ash, you don't seem to care. It's not D2, as you say.
It's, yeah. I mean, I played the first one, but I couldn't really get invested in it, I guess. This is why I haven't really done much with it. Like when Xenoblade Chronicles came out on the Switch, I was just like, I may or may not get it. Still haven't gotten it yet, so I don't see myself getting the third one, but it could be one of those things that I'm like, you know what? I'm just going to jump into it. See how it goes.
I don't think this is one where you're going to have to play the other ones. I think they'd be... That'd be very painful if they did that, but yeah, we'll see. So obviously a very heavy RPG direct, which I don't think we've gotten from Nintendo ever.
Yeah,
it's been a long time, but very, very heavy RPG, which has me super excited. As we said before, I give it a solid 8. Doctor gave it like a 8 or 9. Matt said it was great. Ash said she didn't care because it wasn't Destiny. So we're all we'll run that to the ground. We're all excited. We can't wait. Do you guys have anything else you want to talk about before we get out of here? I know it's late. We're getting that midnight in the Central Time, so 1 a.m. East Coast.
I will say, like, one of the things I was hoping for, and maybe I was a bit naive thinking we would get it, is literally anything about Breath of the Wild 2. Like,
E3.
Right. I mean, please, dear God, give me something before then. But, I mean, I guess we'll get it when we get it.
Anything else, guys?
Only other thing I heard news-wise that I thought was kind of interesting is, and I think somebody brought up Stadia earlier when we were joking about cloud gaming. I think Google said that they are going to back burner Stadia, which is hysterical because it never really felt like it was on the front burner. And I guess rumors came out that prior to Bungie being bought, they were actually looking into taking over part of the streaming service, which I think could be an interesting acquisition. I heard somebody talking about it of like the, imagine if you could just play Destiny in a browser. Imagine you had that ability to make something like that, the modern like RuneScape was, say, when I was a kid, where it was something you could just play in a browser. So I thought that was just kind of interesting. Especially, I love to laugh at Stadia. That's just like one of my favorite pastimes.
Look, anybody who thought anything Google that wasn't the actual webpage itself was going to be like our priority has never paid attention to Google or Alphabet Company. Like, look, you named your company Alphabet Company. Like, get out of here. That's right up there. That's almost as dumb as having the metaverse and then renaming a console that came out a year and a half ago the Meta Quest, even though it's already the Quest 2. Like, get out of here. Ridiculous nonsense. Y'all got way too much money to have fun with. I'm jealous. I hate you all.
Well, speaking of the VR system, did you see the rumor papers of the Sony VR 2?
The who papers?
The rumors and stuff.
I have not. I try to stay away from rumors. I like them. I like to bring them to us. If you have them, Ash, to talk about them, I would be very intrigued to listen to them. But I stay away from them, just as I jokingly brought up this stupid rumored what's going to happen on the Nintendo Direct, because we all know GTA 5 ain't coming to this. That's how Switch is. They can't get the trilogy. But what came from the rumors?
So essentially, from what I've read, they are working on something that's kind of more similar to how the Quest works, as far as being mostly just completely wireless. You don't have to be connected to anything. You don't have to have the actual PlayStation to run it.
That's interesting. Yeah. That would be completely different than what they originally announced, because when they originally announced it, it was going to be a single wire connection to the PlayStation 5.
Yeah, and it's supposedly going to be connected to, like, all of your digital stuff. Like, if you bought digital games, that would be compatible with it and so on and so forth. Now, the kicker for that is that if that is something that they are actually looking into working on, I could actually see this version of the PlayStation VR taking off a little bit better for the simple fact that so many people have been invested in the Oculus and the Quest and the Quest 2. It would also make sense for them to do something similar to that just for the fact that, you know, with the new Bungie acquisition, the a lot of big studios, you know, and other things that they may have in store that we might get very E3. Whether it's factual or not, I don't know. But it's a good thing to kind of, what's the word I'm looking for? Like mull over, I guess you could say, because it would make sense. You know, it's one of those rumors that makes enough sense that it could be a possibility, but also could be completely wrong.
Yeah.
So it's a good speculative topic, I should say.
Hmm. We pulled some confirmed spec for the PSVR 2, and this is coming from 15 days ago, so the first of the month. It is going to have a frame rate of 90/120 hertz, 4K HDR, 110 degree field of view. So that is going to be more than the Oculus Quest 2 or the Meta Quest, as some might call it. And it looks like they haven't... There's going to be eye motion tracking, so you can look, I guess, as opposed to using a controller to track, and there's no official release date.
Yeah, but 110 degree field of view, no requirement for a camera, its own internal motor for tracking. Yeah, well, what page are you on?
TechRadar.
Yeah, that's where I'm looking at, too. Yeah. We're on the same page. Yeah, it's...
all in Google, you know, deep cutting research here.
Yeah. Oh, first link, click on it. Could be Ash. Like, I'm not going to say it's not. I would be surprised because I feel like PlayStation will want this to be hooked up to their console. Just not like the first VR was. I know there's been like rumored releases, and I think they confirmed. Like, if you look down in that article, Justin, they show off the Oculus like looking controllers, which have almost like a sword hilt all the way around it, though. Like, it's cool, but also weird. I guess you can't sprain your wrist if you're hitting things with that instead. I'm intrigued. This is right up there with the Nintendo Switch Pro for me. Like, it's not real until it happens. And that's where all my rumor, like, I don't believe it. Because I've listened to people talk to me about GTA 6 for 9 years. Kick rocks. Get out of here. I don't want to hear about it anymore. But I am always intrigued about some of these rumors that have a little bit more realism based out of it. Yeah, and I could definitely see them being like, yo, that Meta Quest / Oculus Quest 2 VR system doing gangbusters. We need to be wireless. So I could see them kind of revamping stuff like that. That would make a lot of sense.
Sony's kind of in a difficult spot there, I feel like, where they've already got their cold console war with Xbox, and then basically in the VR realm they're kind of pushing towards Valve and Facebook's offerings there, whereas Microsoft doesn't have that split and has infinitely more money. I feel like Sony has definitely like dug themselves into a really like trench battle there, where it's like you've got a lot of stuff going on.
Ground zero. Yeah, I got things on both sides, so to speak. But I mean, I could see them taking the wireless route, even if it's just like Greg, you know, you said just the single wire. But I mean, even then, that's still too many wires for a lot of people. I mean, you got kids, they're going to run across the wire, going to knock it off, big giant dog, whatever the case may be. So with phones and computers and printers, like everything else going wireless, it would just make sense for them to go the wireless route. The other aspect of that also, like we've talked on previous podcasts, is how they're going to do that with their like streaming cloud, how Microsoft has their Xbox Live. So this could be an entry into the first steps, I guess you could say, of what they could possibly be pulling out with the, you know, their PlayStation version of that. Since they've already mentioned, yeah, we're working on it, but they haven't really delved into detail. So hopefully we get a wireless version. If not, it's not a big deal, but I feel like there's going to be some really big changes.
This is a long article. I finally got to the point where they said it could be wireless, question mark. I mean, anything is possible with Sony. Sony is also the ones who truly made the VR units, like, consumer-friendly. Because if you remember at the time when the VRs really came out to consumers, it was like, what, $600 for the Vive, but you had to have, like, a $1,200 computer to run it. So you were already, like, $2,000 deep, whereas everybody had a PS4, $300. Like, was it the greatest thing in the world? No. Did it have all these extra wires? Sure did. Was it a pain in the ass? Every single time. But it made it so it was really accessible for more people to get into it, which I think paved the way for Oculus Quest and Oculus Quest 2 to come out and actually be successful. So I think anything's possible, Sony. I think they could rock it out of this world. They could also completely go 100%. What was that stupid thing? The awesome console. PlayStation Vita. Yeah. They could go 100% Vita on it where they're like, oh, this is so great. We're not supporting it.
I love that console.
It's a great console.
I have a PlayStation TV sitting in front of me.
I have one of those in my house as well. Yeah. Like that. But the most superior PlayStation Vita is definitely the Nintendo Switch. Anything else, guys? Before we get out of here. All right. I'm happy to go last, Ash, because you've got a job to do. Justin, why don't you go ahead and tell them where they can find you at, plug yourself, pimp yourself out to the world. Yeah, go ahead.
I'm Dirge McBee. You can catch me at twitch.tv/DRJMCB.
Matt?
Guys, you know where to find me. Tweet at me if you want the smoke in Mario Strikers. I will be practicing. I have my Wii, which can play the GameCube games. I'm going to find Mario Strikers somewhere. I'm getting ready. Till then, apparently I got to fight somebody because something may happen in Legends Arceus, and I just got to deal with people. So until that moment...
Ash, where can they find you at?
You can find me on Twitter. You can find me on Twitch at @MS_SparksMadness. Same thing on Instagram and the other socials. And then, of course, here if you listen to us on this podcast.
And where can they find this podcast at?
Are we giving Matt his job back? Or are we
No. That man's been terminated.
No. Well, in case you haven't noticed, this is a split decision, but I think I will. Sorry, Matt. So basically, of our socials, you can find us at BTDM Show. So Spotify, Apple Music, and pretty much any podcast thing. I think we're on most of them, right, Matt? You can find us on Facebook. Like, subscribe, turn the notifications on, share us with your friends, and have them share them with their friends. Because if you don't like us, they don't like us, then, at least somebody out there we're going to reach. If you grow, we grow, I grow.
That's why Matt got terminated. You can find me at Tonksy on Twitter. That's TONNKSY, where I'll definitely tweet every Saturday because that's when Sea of Stars does their announcements from all the screenshots. Outside of that, I might throw something out here, throw something out there, text Caleb to calm down because he's going a little crazy with his tweets. But guys, as always, we love you. Thank you for listening. We hope you all come back next week, but just stay safe and stay alive.